走一走
Indonesia。
You're still tuned to the radio service Voice of Indonesia. So listener, in the beginning of 2025, a research team of Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency discovered a new species of blind cave fish called Barbodes kalapanunggalensis. Fun fact about the new species, it was discovered near an industrial and residential area. So this means that there might be an undiscovered species living next to us or around us. And then what can we do about it? Here is the opinion of the Director of Secretariat of Scientific Authority for Biodiversity at the National Research and Innovation Agency, Amir Hamidi.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, if you think about the Barbodes new species from Kelapa Nunggal, the species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered, there are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species. How they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the population. So if all those information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So they have some material that really can be developed for material for antibacterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered, or more than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed, because there's a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message need to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
The full conversation about the species itself is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Mimpi adalah untuk kita menaklukkan dunia, berlarilah tanpa lelah sampai engkau meraihnya. Laskar pelangi takkan terikat waktu. Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa, cinta kita di dunia selama. namanya. Cinta kepada hidup memberikan senyuman abadi, walau hidup kadang tak adil, tapi cinta lengkapi kita. Akan terikat waktu.
So it's a song by Niji titled Laskar Pelangi or The Rainbow Trips from an original soundtrack of a movie titled Laskar Pelangi, which is an adaptation of a novel called Laskar Pelangi. If you haven't watched it, you gotta find it on your online streaming platform. Watch the movie Laskar Pelangi or Rainbow Trips from Indonesia. And it's about a kid in the village in Indonesia, which at that time it was a little bit underdeveloped, and yet the students of this school that looks like a shack, they still have the spirit to be the best ones. And this song, but also the movie and the novel, it is so inspirational. It inspired so many people to fight for everything and even to open up their mind, expand their mind towards any kind of possibility. And talking about expansion, we know that the open space around Ka'bah in Masjidil Haram, Makkah, Saudi Arabia is having an expansion, and an Indonesian company also contributed in this project. It's called PT Waskita Karya, and the corporate secretary Waskita Karya, RB Puspa Yunita, said that the company is adding more levels at Masjidil Haram from 3 levels to 9 levels. And in this, Waskita joined in some works like the design of the mock-up and then the mataf, and also the I don't know, even the frame fabrication. And this renovation project apparently has been running since 2013 and was part of the project called King Abdullah Makkah Expansion. So, with the expansion that is contributed by Indonesian company PT Waskita Karya, the open area used to be able only to contain like 48,000 people, but now it can contain like 105,000 people. So it will give more space and also opportunity for people who are doing the worship around Ka'bah, especially during special times like Ramadan, and more specifically during the last 10 days of Ramadan. So we wish that the people, of course not only from Saudi Arabia but from across the globe, will have a better time around Kaaba and also in Mecca.
Kamelia, bangkitkan kembali rinduku mengajakku ke sana. Inginku berlari mengejar seribu bayangmu, Kamelia. Tak pedulikan ku terjang, biarpun harus ku tembus padang hilalang. Tiba-tiba langkahku terhenti, sejuta tangan telah menahanku. Ingin ku mati, mereka berkata, tak perlu kau berlari mengejar mimpi yang tak pasti. Hari ini juga mimpi, maka biarkan ia datang di hatimu, di hatimu.
You step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. to ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure. Here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Thank you.
tonight, listener, it will be one of the deciding night in their country, especially for the qualification of Group C of the World Cup 2026 of Asia Zone, in which Indonesia will be having a match against Bahrain at Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium in Jakarta, right at 8:45 p.m. Jakarta time. And the Indonesian national team is going to fight as hard as they can after, well, they were badly devastated Australia by 1-5. And in the middle of the tight competition in the Group C, Indonesia and Bahrain are having 6 points along with China, and above them is the Saudi Arabia with 9 points, and Australia stays at a second position with 10 points, while Japan is on the top with 19 points and becoming the first team to get a ticket to the World Cup 2026. But this isn't the first match between Indonesia and Bahrain, because the first leg of the two ended with, well, 2-2, and in the October 2024 match, Bahrain made the save themselves during the injury time. Therefore, this will be a very deciding moment both for Indonesia and Bahrain. Anyone that is defeated or loses during this evening's duel will need to say goodbye to the World Cup 2026. And if you want to watch that, you can go to Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, and of course you got a better ticket, or maybe find a streaming platform to watch the match between Indonesia versus Bahrain.
of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Malik the Essentials with Senandung Sanandika and other music can be available on our application RRI Digital. So you can find your favorite music playlist and also inspirational podcast on the application RRI Digital, available on Android and also iOS. And also the next story will also be available on the VRNews.id and the application RRI Digital. It's about Kampung Gedong in South Sumatra. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This grandma is not of a Chinese community living in mainland China, but she lives in Kampung Gedong. Where is Kampung Gedong? Visiting the region nicknamed Serumpun Sebalai, for a moment we'll be fascinated by the natural beauty of the archipelago. Yes, the exotic island of Bangka has become the destination of our trip, which is full of exotic and natural scenery, side by side with tin pits. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia team had the opportunity to document tours of local charm and wisdom of the Chinese community in the province of Bangka Belitung, to be exact, in Kampung Gedong village.
Kita pengennya Kampung Gedong itu memang desa wisata yang benar-benar desa wisata yang bisa.
We want Kampung Gedong to become a place for rural tourism, a real tourist village that can provide benefits and make contribution to regional development and income for the community and develop local economies. About a half hour drive from Sungai Liat town, we will arrive in front of a simple gate made of iron and is painted blue. At the top, it is written, "Welcome to Kampung Gedong Tourism Village, Belinyu District." In front of the village, near the gate, there is a small temple shrine. The color is distinctive, bright red with golden ornaments. The atmosphere of the village was very quiet and calm. One or two village residents were sitting in front of the house, ready to stare with a probing look at anyone who entered the village. Kampung Gedong is a diorama of the history of ethnic Chinese living on Bangka Island. Life in this village illustrates the same situation a century ago when the migrants from mainland China came to seek for fortune as tin miners. The village is called Kampung Gedong, which literally means big building, because there is a large house or rumah gedong there. The house is not storied with modern design, but just a wood-paneled mansion that looks worn by rain and hot sun. The house is the biggest among the other houses, and in front of it, there is a sign that read, "Do not enter." Kwang Men, one of Kampung Gedong community leaders, recounted the history about the arrival of the Chinese at Kampung Gedong.
Sejarah latar belakang kehadiran Desa Gedong ini,
historical background of the presence of this village began in 1602 when the VOC in 1602 brought in some Chinese to work in their tin mines, and they now have entered the 8th generation. However, the culture is still quite strong and unchanged.
In tourist brochures distributed by Bangka Regency Provincial Government, it is stated that Kampung Gedong, Belinyu District, Bangka Belitung Province is home to descendants of the earliest Chinese community in Bangka. Ms. Nepi, Secretary of Tourism, Arts and Culture of Bangka Regency, explains.
Kampung Gedong itu kan mayoritas masyarakat Tionghoa.
The majority of Kampung Gedong residents are of Chinese community, particularly on Bangka Island. Actually, the society is made up of Chinese and Malays, but the Chinese in Kampung Gedong still retain their original traditions and customs. There are houses which are still of original structure, and there are also activities that reflect their traditions, like making kemplang crackers and getas. In Kampung Gedong, our eyes will be pampered with a classic view of a row of antique wooden houses with Chinese ornaments. Hanzi calligraphy, a place of worship in front of every house, and a village temple. The view is combined with natural exotic tropical island of Bangka. In addition to the sparse population, most residents here are middle-aged or elderly. In a house belonging to Akyong, we had the opportunity to listen to the dialogue in Chinese between the occupants of the house, which consists of children and the elderly. It is interesting that most of the elderly in Kampung Gedong do not master Chinese well anymore. I'm now 74 years and this business has been running for 56 years since I was a kid and since now I am old. I'm leaving this business to my children. This kemplang and getas are made from tapioca, shrimp, oil and eggs. Changmen, a local community leader, continued his story about the arrival of the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong.
Kedatangan warga kita, warga Tionghoa di sini, itu pertama suku Khe, suku Hakka. Itu dari daratan Cina sana.
The Chinese who arrived here were mainly of Hakka or Khe clan from mainland China, the west of Yunnan and Mekong River. In 1602, the VOC brought the miners from China, especially for mining in Bangka, because in Indonesia, Bangka Island is known as the Thin Island. Well, so the VOC deliberately brought them here because the locals did not know anything about mining. So in 1602, they brought our ancestors here, and now it has been the 38th generation. We have been living here for generations. Sometimes, after getting married, some would split apart. But just like the term serumpun sebalai in Bangka, meaning one big family in one house, so in one house there are more than two or three families. Well, for us of the Hakka clan, there are many families here, like the Xianglongs, the Chungs, the Changs, the Bongs, the Li, the Lings, the Chows, the Liems, and many others.
According to Kuangmen, the Chinese of Kampung Gedong who have moved overseas usually go back to Kampung Gedong at any given moment as when there are religious celebrations.
Kalau untuk perayaan, kita di sini kalau sembahyang kubur, cengbeng itu ramai, Pak.
When there is a celebration like Chengbang or praying for the ancestors buried here, Kampung Gedong will be definitely crowded. Most certainly even those who have moved abroad will return home if there is a celebration like Chengbang or their celebration of Sun Gokong and the Chinese New Year.
Pepper planting, fishing, making shrimp crackers or mining for tin are the daily activities undertaken by people in Kampung Gedong. The most popular home industries here are krupuk kemplang and getas. Akyong, one of getas and krupuk kemplang makers, recalled.
Proses pertama ini dari cumi. Sagu, telur,
the first process of making this kemplang is putting together squid, tapioca, eggs, salt, and sugar, and cook them for about an hour until it becomes tough. Then cut into small pieces and dry for one day. and are processed again by frying or bake. Then cut into small pieces. The basic material for kampang and the sauce depends on the season. When squid, shrimp or fish can be obtained in large quantities. The market for the product is around Bangka, Belinyu, Sungai Liat, and also to Jakarta.
The process of making kerupuk kemplang and getas by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong is still very simple because they still rely on traditional tools such as large steamer, bamboo matting as a base for drying under the sun, large frying pans and oven-shaped closed room made of sealed stone walls. Kemplang and getas are traditional food that is still maintained by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong. Hopefully, the younger generation can inherit the home industry of Kampung Gedong.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From And then what's up, it's Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Hi everyone, Steve is on the mic, and today we'll talk a lot more about Indonesia, for example about the upcoming game tonight, and also we'll talk about Labuan Cermin or the Mirror Bay. All about it will be available on voanews.id, the application RRE Digital, and the shortwave broadcast on 3325 kHz and also 4755 kHz. And listener, why don't we just begin with the news? Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Prabowo officially inaugurates 31 Indonesian ambassadors. Dan Antara Indonesia strengthens transparency and governance in state investment. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto officially inaugurated 31 ambassadors extraordinary and plenipotentiary. The detail by Dora Pardede.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto officially inaugurated 31 ambassadors extraordinary and plenipotentiary of the Republic of Indonesia at the State Palace, Jakarta, Monday. In a press conference after the inauguration, Indonesian Ambassador to the Republic of Korea, Cecep Herawan, representing the other inaugurated ambassadors, said that being an ambassador is an extension of the nation and state in friendly countries. Therefore, Cecep also promised to maintain the mandate and tries to give his best, especially in implementing the President priority programs.
We will maintain the mandate given to all of us, and we will try our best to give the nation and state, especially in order to implement the priority programs for President Prabowo Subianto.
Cecep Herawan explained that initiating the process of becoming ambassador, the 31 newly appointed ambassadors have undergone an orientation process conducted by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, so that they all have the same vision in implementing the Prabowo government's vision, namely Asta Cita. With direction and support from the central government, according to Cecep, the ambassador will continue to strive to make a positive contribution to development of the nation and state. The 31 ambassador extraordinary and plenipotentiary inaugurated by President Prabowo include Manahan Sitompul as ambassador to Bosnia and Herzegovina, Penny Dewi Herasati as ambassador to Hungary, and Muhsin Shihab as ambassador to Canada. Concurrently, the International Civil Aviation Organization. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The Indonesian government is improving the quality of migrant workers by preparing vocational high school graduates to work abroad. As the first step, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, as well as the Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, signed a cooperation agreement. The detail by Dora Pardede.
The Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers signed a cooperation to improve the quality of Indonesian migrant workers through vocational education with the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education in Jakarta, Monday. Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education Abdul Muti, in a press conference after the signing of the cooperation agreement, revealed that through the agreement, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education and the Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers will work together to prepare vocational high school graduates who are ready to work abroad. Abdul Muti explained that the students who will be prepared are planned to come from vocational high school that have been ranked as excellent program with a four-year study period, where the last year is for preparation to work abroad.
Dan kami merencanakan SMK-SMK kita.
And we plan to design our vocational high schools, especially those with programs of excellent rate, to become schools with a little bit longer duration than other vocational high schools. We designed those schools to have a four-year long study, and the last 1 year is to prepare them to work in foreign countries.
Meanwhile, on the same occasion, Minister of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers Abdul Kadir Karding revealed that the signing of the collaboration was a joint commitment to create a vocational or training ecosystem, especially to prepare prospective workers who will be placed abroad. Abdul Kadir Karding further explained that after the signing of this cooperation, the Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers will conduct mapping of overseas work demand. In addition, according to Abdul Kadir Karding, the curriculum for the last 1 year in vocational high school will be adjusted to the needs of the overseas job market. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
In the meantime, the Minister of Investment and Downstream Industry, who also serves as the head of Investment Coordinating Board, Rosan Perkasa Ruslani, reaffirmed his commitment to transparency and good governance in managing state investment through Danantara Indonesia. He conveyed this during the official announcement of Danantara's organizational structure in Jakarta on Monday. In his remarks, he emphasized that the selection of the management team was conducted through a rigorous process with the assistance of both domestic and international headhunters to ensure the professionalism and integrity of each team members.
Untuk mendapatkan orang-orang yang baik, orang-orang yang terpilih, orang-orang yang memang
sesuai. To get the right people, those who are truly qualified, have the necessary competencies, and possess a clear and clean track records, has not been an easy task, we must admit. However, we are grateful that we have successfully convinced them to join us. These individuals, as the media and the public will see, have undergone a stringent selection process. Fortunately, we were also assisted by both domestic and international headhunters in selecting these candidates.
Kami dibantu oleh headhunter dalam maupun luar negeri dalam pemilihan nama-nama ini.
Furthermore, Rosan emphasized that Danantara Indonesia is a strategic state investment that requires transparent and accountable governance. He also noted that the supervisory board consists of key figures, including the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Erick Thohir, and a senior economist, Mulyaman Haddad. The government hopes the initiative will strengthen public trust and attract more investments that contribute to Indonesia's economic growth. The Indonesian government is optimistic that the food self-sufficiency target that has been set can be achieved. This was conveyed by the Secretary General of the Ministry of Agriculture, Ali Jamil, in a hearing meeting with Commission 4 of Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta on Monday. According to